There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon, Madison. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. I am your host, Luke Mathers. I got Brian Kelly here in studio with me. We're just figuring out a mic real quick. We want to say happy Wednesday. Got Brian back in the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison. Very excited about that. And we got a really big show for you now that Brian's back. So looking forward to sharing the headlines of the day and getting everything sorted away with Brian. Okay. Well, so to kick off today, we are going to talk about a couple different tangents that we've got planned. All right. Sorry, Brian's looking at me like I got the answer here on the board, but it seems like everything's right. So we've got a couple different tangents that we want to jump off to here today. It is a Team Wednesday. So we're talking about everything makes the team go round Wednesday. So
teamwork makes the dream work. Is this even teamwork makes the dream work, my friends? Teamwork makes the dream work. Here we go. I'm turning myself up a little bit. I got myself up way bigger than normal. Here we go. All right, this mic works. Sounds good. I'm going to use this one moving forward. Hi, everybody. Teamwork makes the dream work. Wow, what a wonderful way to come back into this situation. My goodness. Wow. Hi, everybody. Can I tell you that like that last couple minutes here has been the entire existence of me and my my relationship with my own body for the last, I don't know, 2 weeks spanning over the last couple months here, guys. Teamwork makes the dream work in that we all get messed up. And next thing you know, one system fails and everything just falls apart right into the face. And next thing you know, everything is coming out the wrong end. So I've had a nice little bout and a nice little visit with the American healthcare system in the last couple weeks, and I'm now in a respite from that, hoping on some test results, and we'll figure that out as we go. But right now I'm in studio. I am a somewhat percent of my full total, but not completely there. I got Luke here, but that's the thing, is the teamwork makes the dream work. These guys pick me up when I am gone, pick the entire station up while I'm gone, and then we can have a great time. So right now we're going to talk about teamwork makes the dream work, because vaccination rates are important. And the thing is that when you get vaccinated, you're doing something for the team that is all of us. If you look back at anything that has ever been done in the entire history of civilization, anything that has ever been made, from the pyramids to, slave labor, but, to going to the moon, to everything. Watch the movie Apollo 13. Just for this, the sheer amount of people that they have that have to, even if you just watch The Martian, they do a good job of that, showing how you have to have teams coordinating over multiple countries, satellites coordinating around the world, also having fail safes and things like that, that more than just, a two-person thing here with two-person operation with microphone and whatnot. A lot more complicated than
that. Yeah, in the scheme of things, what we're doing here is very simple to what a lot of other people are trying to do to accomplish big things around the country.
Yes, and my point is to make anything big or wonderful happen, like, let's say, ending the pandemic, we all have to kind of pitch in and work together and, let's say, for the most part, get vaccines.
Right.
All right?
Or at least doing yes, we need to have people get the vaccines, but mass mandates, things like that, like testing, doing your part to stop the spread. And I get it. There are vaccine holdouts out there. And I'm not saying that everybody that has yet to get vaccinated maybe has a reason, but there are cases out there.
Yeah, look. Look, the entire thing is I don't want people jailed for not vaccination. I don't want sometimes people lose their jobs for it, and they have lost their job for it. And most of them have had over a month to figure it out or get mitigating circumstances like getting tested all the time and making sure that it works out. But the idea is to get a certain amount of enough people vaccinated that it mitigates the problem.
Right. We should be further along in the vaccination rates than we currently are.
Yes. We're having issues right now.
Right. I'm not saying that we're 100% vaccination rate is not going to be something that's permittable. It's not. That's not what we need to achieve. We need to achieve as highest as we can. And yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported the state of Wisconsin as a whole is just shy of a whopping 55%.
Now, is that of all adults or vaccine eligible people? Again, I'm telling you, folks, I'm about 60-70%. But that's where we at least want to get to be able to do things. Remember, people were all worried about Lollapalooza in Chicago. Well, that greater Chicago area where Lollapalooza, most of the people were coming from, 74% vaccination rate. And they also mandated vaccines to get in. But, you know, they had a pretty decent thing. But my point is you can have nice things when you have a majority of people safe and vaccinated. A couple examples for you of that ruining situations. The Bucks last night, they blew out the Nets, right?
There was a point there in the game. The Milwaukee Bucks had their season opener at the Pfizer Forum last night. Got their rings before the game, but it was pretty neck and neck throughout the first three quarters, and then after the third quarter, the Bucks really just started pulling away. And my comment to you before when we finally got to catch up this morning and started doing some show prep and talking about what we've been doing here at the studio the last couple days while you're gone, just catching up on basis, I was like, it would have been a whole lot more interesting game, at least for me as a fan of basketball and a fan of the Bucks. I want to see them win against the good teams. And the Nets are a good team when they're 100% and fully there.
And why wasn't... And
they're not right now.
Because Kyrie Irving is sitting out. He's not,
right.
He's not vaccinated.
Yes.
And he's holding out.
So, well, he made the decision that he's waiting. He's waiting to get... more information, I believe, is what
I don't
Kyrie
know what
said.
Information he's looking for.
I don't
for.
Know what he's looking for either, but he was initially going to be just missing all of New York's home games then when they play in Brooklyn, but the team made the decision that if he's going to sit out those home games, because New York City has a vaccination policy that if you're not vaccinated or haven't received at least the first dose, you can't be indoors without a mask. And not feasible to play basketball without.
No, and again, let's pretend that it's supposed to be a non-contact sport.
Right, it's supposed to be.
Okay. Anyway, but you get my idea. Is that Kyrie Irving right now is putting his team at risk because of his decisions.
Oh, yeah.
People who are refusing to get vaccinated, the Chicago police right now, they're putting their jobs at risk and they're putting the people of Chicago at risk. The one thing I'll point out is, you know, it's kind of funny that people whose entire job is about forced compliance to laws are... now not complying.
Yeah. And
it's kind of, there's more complicated than that, but it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And that dynamic also is interesting for me because the people that are not complying and not the ones going and receiving the vaccines and doing their part to end this pandemic, Brian, and there's not a whole lot of scientific data that we can point to on this, but I got a pretty good hunch and I think you can back me up on this. There's probably a pretty good overlap of the people complaining that Joe Biden and this pandemic is not being solved enough by Joe Biden and leadership are the same people that aren't going and doing their share and rolling up their sleeve and going to get their shot.
Just like the people who are running for government saying that government doesn't work are the people that are making government not work.
Same people. So the same people that refuse to do the thing that they could do, their share, to help end the pandemic are going to be the ones that are complaining about the ramifications of the pandemic. And that's another one of the tangents we want to dive into today.
But I wonder what the actual ramifications of this train of thought might be. I wonder what that could be. I wonder what could happen locally that might be a result of this type of craziness in thinking.
Yeah, we got a couple of things. There's two big tangents that diverge off of this, and we're going to get into it today on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are your hosts. I'm Luke Mathers, and that is Brian Kelly. And so two of the other tangents we want to dive into today, and we'll also take your calls and hear your tangents off of this subject at 844-967-2789. But Brian, the other two topics that we want to dive into are the supply chain. We're seeing problems with the supply chain because everything's ramping back up. The people that are vaccinated want to go back and live their lives. And even the people that aren't vaccinated are buying things for fixing up their homes.
We are spending more as a society this year and last year than we have ever before.
On goods. On specifically.
Goods specifically.
Goods specifically that need to come from somewhere. They need to be manufactured and be brought to the United States from somewhere else.
And we can argue why that supply chain is the way it is, but that's a longer story than this. But the thing is our supply chain is also built in to be as efficient as humanly possible, so you don't have a surplus. They want to run this surplus free so that it can be all smooth and chain. Well, the problem is that when one part of that chain gets messed up, the rest of it all tumbles down. We'll get into that in a little bit. And I also want to talk about locally, we lead the nation per capita in school board recalls. Congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations, Wisconsin. Only California has more recall attempts so far petitioned this year than the state of Wisconsin. So, and California is six times the size.
And you'd like to think that it would be just, you know, one big giant subject, which is why they want to recall it, like, you know, something like the mask mandates or something like that. But no, somehow related to mask mandates is also the teaching of critical race theory. How is this working out?
I don't
know. How does this happen? But again, it's a cross section. There's this Venn diagram of folks that both complain about the pandemic, but also are doing nothing to help out in the pandemic.
Right. They're the ones saying that, oh no, the masks are bad and we shouldn't have masks. And any school board member that voted to have masking policies or COVID-19 mitigation policies at their school, those school board members should be recalled. And Wisconsin.
Oh, and critical race theory too.
Yes. And somehow that just gets tacked onto the side. So we've got a couple of tangents that we're trying to tackle here on the show today. We'd love to take your calls, 844-967-2789. But Brian, I feel like all of these, we really just got to talk them out so that we can figure out how all these things relate.
Yeah, and we got a wonderful article that we're going to reference from Molly Beck and Rory Linane in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that actually tackles a couple of these projects. And also we're going to talk about the shipping is up in Brown County.
Brown County, yeah.
4% increase in the Green Bay imports. So why don't we route everything all the way through there? Huh? Why don't we just reroute? Governor DeSantis suggested that we reroute everything through just because right now there's a huge backup in two ports in California. And Biden's trying to make him work 24/7. But DeSantis wants it to just, you know, come through the Panama Canal. Just easy. Just loop around. And why don't we just complete the thing and come through the St. Lawrence Seaway and come in and through Green Bay. We could be the shipping capital of the world, just like they thought back in the 20s of 100 years ago. Welcome. Thank you for listening to Dueling Tangents. Come back with us. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
We'll be right back.